From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Classics and Beyond, an exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open today's program with the Serenade for Strings in C Major, Opus 48, of Pyotr Ilyich Tchaikovsky, the work completed in 1880. It is in four movements: Pezzo in forma de sonatina, Walzer, Elegy, and Finale. It's performed by the string section of the Boston Symphony Orchestra under the direction of Charles Munch.
Thank you.
The Serenade for Strings in C Major, Opus 48 of Pyotr Ilyich Tchaikovsky. In four movements, Pezzo in Forma de Sonatina, Walzer, Elegy, and Finale, respectively. As performed by the string section of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, Charles Munch conducting, from a 1958 RCA Victor LP, recorded in living stereo, as it says prominently on the cover, containing two string compositions, the Serenade for Strings by Tchaikovsky, and also the Introduction and Allegro for Strings, Opus 47, by Edward Alger. Up next, music of Mozart. We'll hear his second horn concerto in E-flat major, K417. The horn, in this case, refers to the French horn. This is one of the two Mozart horn concertos excluding bassoons from the orchestra instrumentation. However, in addition to the soloist, the orchestra features additional French horn players. The work is in three movements, Allegro Maestoso, Andante, and Rondo. Alan Civil is the featured soloist, with the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, conducted by Neville Mariner.
Thank you.
Horn Concerto No. 2 in E-flat Major, K417, of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, the work completed in 1783, one of four horn concertos composed by Mozart. In three movements, Allegro Maestoso, Andante, and Rondo, respectively. As performed by the members of Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, Neville Mariner conducting, with featured soloist Alan Civil. Alan, a very prominent English-French horn player. That's from a 1972 Philips LP containing all four of the Mozart horn concertos, as well as his Rondo in E-flat major. You are listening to Classics and Beyond from Quality Radio Productions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you'd like to get in touch with the program, you can do so by email. I'd love to hear from you. Your feedback about the show is very important to me. The email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. Again, qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And if you'd like more information about Classics and Beyond, or if you'd like to listen to this and previous episodes of the show at your convenience, then please visit our blog and website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. Again, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This is Classics and Beyond program number 1607. We'll close the hour with music of German 20th century composer Walter Ruttmann, a pioneer of avant-garde film in Germany, but he was also a pioneer of various other avant-garde art forms, including music. We'll turn to a composition commissioned by a Berlin radio station in 1928, the piece Wochenende, or Weekend. It's an early example of sound collage, or audio art. Various spoken words, sounds, and music fragments are pieced together to describe and depict a typical Berlin weekend. It's meant to be a film with no actual picture, so this is theater of the mind in its truest form. The piece was broadcast on Berlin radio on June 13th of 1930, and we have it here for you now. Wochenende, music of Walter Ruttmann.
Bitte dünn auf 42-4-0.
Erlkönig.
Ich verbitte mir das!
Bitte.
Wer reitet so spät durch Nacht und Wind? Es ist der
Fräulein, Sie haben mich ja falsch verbunden. Dön auf 42. Vier.
4 mal 4 ist.
Vierter Stock, Spielwaren, Schuhwarenladen, Lebensmittelabteilung.
Bitte, erlauben Sie mir doch.
Und erlauben wir uns?
Erlauben Sie mal.
Wie ebenso dringend wie höflich.
Hallo, Fräulein.
Mein Sohn.
Aber Fräulein.
Mein Sohn. Es ist
zum Rasend werden.
Kollege, kommt gleich.
Na Gott sei Dank. Hallo.
Mein Vater.
Hallo.
Vater.
6, 13, 24, 29, 76, 77, 80, 92, 94, 96, 90, 99.
Thank you. doch gar kein Grammophon
geschenkt. Ja, das ist brauchen wir Grammophon.
Renn hinterher!
Los, los!
Vielleicht höre ich.
Nein,
nein. 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 Nein.
Also bitte.
Predating the tape collage movement by about 20 years, Wochenende, weekend. A collage assembled by Walter Ruttmann, as originally broadcast on June 13th, 1930, on Berlin Radio. That's from a compilation, the first volume in a series of six 2-CD sets released on the Belgian Sub Rosa label. The album, An Anthology of Noise and Electronic Music, First a Chronology, Volume 1. This is an amazing collection. All six volumes in the series are must-haves, in my opinion, if you are a fan of virtually any aspect of electronic music, but especially the more avant-garde and experimental aspects of electronic music, as these compilations, each one in chronological order, feature some rare recordings from the very early days, such as far back as 1930 with that Walter Ruttmann piece, right through to the fairly recent present. And with that, we come to the end of this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I hope you enjoyed my selections as much as I enjoyed presenting them for you. I hope you'll join me again soon for another exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. Classics and Beyond is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.